There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. Welcome back. Rolling in on hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com, the only kind of holster I carry. They can cover you if inside the waistband is your flavor, they got it. If outside the waistband is your flavor, well, they got that too. And they got different configurations. And that same holster that you use on a day-to-day basis can be applied tactically with their outstanding RTI retention system. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Back in March, a Denver police officer accidentally, read that to be negligently, discharged his weapon while trying to turn on a flashlight mounted to his weapon. And that is the third flashlight-related discharge in 2 years in Denver. Last month, they suspended Officer Brian Mudloff for 18 days without pay for careless handling of his firearm in connection with the March 16th discharge. They obtained, the Denver Post obtained his discipline order this week through an open records request. Nobody was seriously injured, but the bullet went through a car's windshield and through the front passenger seat, shattering a rear side window. Inside the car were the driver, a juvenile passenger, an infant, and a theft suspect. This revelation follows a report earlier this year by the Denver Post highlighting accidental shootings by police officers with gun-mounted flashlights. I am of two minds about a pistol-mounted flashlight. A flashlight mounted on a pistol means you got both hands on the gun, which is a good thing. However, in order to shine the light on somebody, that means you have to point the gun at them. Although most of these flashlights, I do have one, and it is mounted to one of the salient Glocks, I think. And with that, the light is it's a surefire 300 Ultra, and this thing is popping out, I think, at 500 lumens, so you can aim it at the ground and illuminate something in front of you without muzzling them with your weapon. However, once you do that, some of that surprise element goes completely out the window. I do not use pressure switches on a pistol-mounted flashlight. One thing about getting involved in one of these encounters is you're having an adrenaline dump occur to you, whether you're a police officer or just a regular citizen. And one of the things that happens to us when we are under tension, when we're all tense and jacked up, is our hands ball up. So if you're not someone that gets out there and trains when you're drawing your weapon to index your finger on the frame of the gun, that's one reason you do that. It becomes second nature for that trigger finger to be flat against the frame until you're ready to shoot. If you're not doing that, especially my hand that holds my pistol, the trigger hand, I try to grip the pistol about the same way you do a golf club. When I went and took some golf lessons, it turned out that I was trying to strangle the golf club. And the guy told me that I had to maintain a positive grip, but he could still pull the golf club out of my hand at the grip he told me I needed to manage. So my right hand is not the hand that's locking everything in. It's my support hand. And I imagine in a moment of pressure, if you're sitting out there and your activation for the flashlight is a pressure switch, and three of your four fingers are putting pressure on that, that in that moment of being jacked up, that as your three fingers curl, the fourth finger, the index finger, may curl along with it. The flashlights I use, and most of the flashlights out there, and for some reason, the diagram that I'm looking at shows the, what kind of flashlight is that? That looks like an Ultra. Shows an Ultra, but it also has a pressure switch, which the Ultra has a triggering mechanism on both sides of the trigger guard on the outside. Well outside of it. You can toggle it up and not click it and just momentarily flash the light. But, you know. That doesn't cover tension. Now, I have taken a couple of classes where we do use pistol-mounted flashlights. And it's surprising how hard it is to get into the rhythm, because you're taking a very simple process of pulling up, referencing the target in regular light, and then squeezing the trigger. With first you have to illuminate the target and then squeeze the trigger. And if you got into a comfort zone in regular light, you're going to be knocked completely out of it in low light training. In Denver, Police Chief Robert White has gotten so concerned about the use of lights that he has banned tactical flashlights with switches below the trigger guard. And this year he has ordered or is requiring additional training for officers using approved flashlight models. Some police firearm experts, though, recommend not having them, banning them, getting rid of them. Gene Maloney is a retired master firearms instructor with the New York Police Department, said the risk outweighs the benefits. For some reason, he doesn't mention the trigger on the gun, the New York trigger. Says if you put a flashlight on a gun, the gun becomes something other than a gun. A firearm should be a firearm. We were concerned in New York that if you put a flashlight on a gun, the police would start using the gun as a flashlight. When you do that, you point a loaded firearm in an area not intended for shooting. Very true. Adding switches, just like adding smart gun technology to a loaded firearm, is not advisable either. Especially when you consider the loss in fine motor skill during stressful situations. There are others, of course, that are going to defend the use of these. But proper training is the crucial ingredient that may be missing. Now, White in Denver does not plan additional changes to policy. Officer Mudloff was using a approved flashlight. White said earlier this year he did not think that the March incident was related to flashlight issues. The recent discipline order signed by Deputy Director of Safety Jess Vigil shows the flashlight was a factor. Mudloff was using his weapon as a flashlight. Just like that guy with the Homeland Security or the New York City Security, Homeland Security chapter, who used his laser on his Glock that he was approved to carry as a laser pointer. I think probably the problem here is that you've got some people that once you get used to having that flashlight on there, you're getting two for the price of one when you draw the gun. And if you're using the flashlight on it, if you're using that platform as a flashlight, that's never going to be a good idea. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door: the jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under 70 bucks. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. Go check them out. Go check out the new Scorpion line. That is really low profile and effective and revolutionary. Go check them out, tacticalholsters.com. I haven't... I've been saving this. If you listened yesterday, you know that this was a show that was pre-recorded on Saturday at Adventures Outdoors. And I've been to a few gun shops in my time. I've never gone to none of the big mega stores. Okay, now I'm not talking about a Cabela's or something. I'm talking about something that's a small business, if you will. And Adventures Outdoors is one of the largest small businesses I've ever seen in my life. The gun shelf, the gun counter, if you will, begins, if you're coming into the right side of the store, it begins about 30 feet into the store and then literally wraps around three walls, the back wall and both side walls of the store. This is an 80,000 foot, square foot facility. And they stock 15,000 guns. They have ammunition. The ammunition aisle looks like something out of Costco because it just goes up and up and up and up. If what you want isn't down low, somebody will come and get it for you. And they have these guys they call the gunners. And they're always calling for a gunner. And it turns out the gunners are the ones that escort you from the front, from the back where you've gone through your background check, filled out the form 4473 and everything. They escort you to the front to pay for the gun. And I was there for 6 hours Saturday, and there was literally a gunner being called every 3 minutes. That's how many guns they sold. I was there as a guest of Head Down Products, and Head Down, they're noteworthy for two things that they do. They started out building, AR-15s, and their AR-15s are, you know, without having the cachet of the name brand, their AR-15s are on par with anything made by Daniel, anything made by Bravo Company. I mean, pick any of your upper mid-range manufacturers out there, and their weapons are on par with those. But they also started something else that I find to be of such a value that it is pathetic. I mean, it is really pathetic. They started out getting police trade-ins of Glocks, and so that meant that the two calibers they were primarily dealing with are 9mm and 40. And they would get these police trade-ins, and first they would refurb them as far as making sure the springs and everything that was under tension or anything was good to go. And then they do some they do some grip work, they do some slide lightening and some adding places to grip the gun. They Cerakote it. They refine it. And the end package is a very good ergonomically feeling grip on the weapon. Everything's a little bit more rounded than out of the box. And out the door with that gun, with all the work they do to it. And they do, I had my Glock 17 lightened on the slide. And that was $600 by itself, because I had it lightened a lot. I basically had the slide shaved. They don't go to that degree, but what they hit a sweet spot. And I'm a big purveyor, and I'm a big user of Salient guns. But not everybody can afford a Salient gun. And not everybody wants to carry a just out-of-the-box stock Glock. Okay? They want a few. They want a few little touches added to it. Their front sight on the gun lights up like a Christmas tree. I mean, it is wild when you put sights on something with those. But out the door, and they still got them right now at this price point, out the door, you can get one of those guns for $699. That's the gun and all the work. So you're effectively buying a refurbished gun, which would normally go for between $5 and $550, and you're getting the work for $149. So I'm going to be doing some more stuff with them. They're going to become sponsors of the show. And I'm going to be they're very close. They're just on the other side of the border in Dallas, Georgia. So I'm going to be going down there and doing a little filming. But I want to throw something out there to you guys. Okay? I'm just about complete with the video rig. I now have two cameras. The other day, I got the Panasonic Lumix GH4. This will film in 4K, so this means I can take it downscale to 1080p once I've filmed it, and I retain all of that detail. So I can do some serious video reviewing of these weapons and these tools that I get a hold of for you. But my question is, what do you want me to review next? And here's the things that you can look at. You can, I've got the Fulton Armory M14 EBR. I've got the Adams Arms AR-15. I've got some of the Salient Glocks, and I've got a Salient AR-15 pistol coming. I've got the AR-15 pistol that has the excellent Ares Armor upper. I've got some Wyndham Weaponry rifles on the way in. And I'm going to have some of the head-down things here shortly. And I'm going to have a Novesi rifle, I think. I'm not sure. So I'm going to throw that out there to you. If you need to listen to that 3 or 4 more times, do that so you can get an idea of what it is. And I'm going to leave it up to you guys. So you can email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com and let me know what you'd like to see me line up and how you'd like to do it. I'm not going to do gun reviews the way Such00, who was at Adventures Outdoors, does them. Mine's going to be actually just more of a demo of the gun. I'm not going to pull them apart. And you can see here with the, you know, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to tell you about how it shoots and what I think. Because that's all I care about. I'm not an engineer. I can't look at something and go, I can see where the tolerance comes from. I'm not doing it. But I can demo some of these things. So if I've got something you want to hear about, or if there's something I don't have that you want me to try to acquire, let me know. Because in the coming year, this is going to become more than a radio show. And if I can, the last thing I've got to get for the video part of it is going to be some lighting for the desktop part of it. A Ruger Single Six. I think I can get my hands on one of those. Bill@lockandloadradio.com. Let me know because I want to do some of that stuff. I'm going to try to get out of location. I would like to thank the people both at Genesis Communications who worked with me to get this connection made because there for a while I was sweating, and the people at Adventures Outdoors because they're the ones that made it happen. They went way out there to get it done. And I'm going to try to do some more remotes in the coming year as well because they're fun. Once you get past that whole part of getting the connection going. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance, Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This part of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. Only thing I carry. Check out the Scorpion line. You'll like it. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to John in Austin. He wants to talk about the ever-loving police chief in Austin, Texas, Art Acevedo, I believe is his name, and his little press conference he had today. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Well, it's a wonderful day to be a gun owner in Austin, Texas, let me tell you.
Well, right after you get through the vetting that the police chief wants you to go through, just because you're dangerous, John, you're just dangerous.
I know. What can I say? And, you know, the thing about it that is really distasteful is people, he wants neighbors, friends, family members, whatever, to turn in someone you know, and quoting him, and let me quote him for a moment here, and that's why it's important for us as Americans to know our neighbors, know our families. Tell somebody, if you know somebody that is acting with a lot of hatred towards any particular group, especially if it's somebody you know is a gun enthusiast, or is armed with these type of firearms, and they're showing any kind of propensity for hatred, it doesn't mean we're going to take them to jail, but we might want to vet these people.
Well, let's think about this just for a second.
Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Somebody talk to me?
I am talking to you.
Bill?
Can you hear me? This is what I love about the whole live radio paradigm thing.
Did I get cut off?
No, you didn't get cut off. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah.
Okay. The thing that strikes me, this is the whole Stasi thing that East German police used to use, always looking for everybody to be an informant and rat somebody out. I think Art Acevedo needs to take a really good look at the little Coalition to Stop Gun Violence study they did in Texas about the so-called concealed carry killers, where the police commit more crimes than people that carry guns in Texas.
Yeah.
I think he needs to take a look at that first. And the other thing he needs to take a look at is that he's in Texas. I know the streets of Austin are lined with marijuana, and you can buy a great cup of coffee with a folk song that you belt out and everything else in Austin, but it's in Texas. It's not some island of sanity in Texas. It's part of Texas. So,
well, see, here's the thing. This is the guy that has the no refusal weekend. That if they, you know, they set up checkpoints, and if you look like you've been drinking, they'll haul you out of your car, throw you down on a table, and take a blood draw. And you're not getting out of it.
Well, nobody sued him yet over that, have they?
I think it's gone to court a couple of times, and it's prevailed. They've got their what they call the Batmobile and it's got some licensed nurses. They had to go get their own medical vehicle because the hospitals and stuff wouldn't do it. They weren't going to get involved in this. And I'll give the hospitals an A+ for that. But this thing about, like, calling people in, you know, for all I know, some soccer mom walks by, sees me working on a firearm, gets freaked out, calls in, and I get a SWAT raid at 3:00 in the morning. You know, someone's going to get hurt. There's a possibility someone's going to get hurt or killed over this thing.
Are you already a member of Texas Law Shield?
You know, I'm not because I don't carry. But I was going to ask you if you think they would back somebody up in a deal like this because it's going to be a civil.
I would call them up. And I would tell them about that because there's a couple of things that have been happening in Texas that I can't wait for them to come on the show next to talk about regarding Texas. And this police chief is one of them. The police chief doesn't get to make law. He gets to enforce it. He's an administrator.
Yes.
And is he the police chief or the sheriff?
No, he's the police chief.
Okay, so he was appointed.
Yes.
He got hired. He didn't get elected, so...
Correct. He came out of L.A.
Well, wow. What a shocker.
And, yeah. You know, and I've met him a few times, you know, back in the, you know, please.
My first course of action were I an Austin resident, and if I was what I am right here, and I'm in Austin, Texas, I try to get a group of people, I try to make an appointment with the police chief, and I simply sit down with him and I say, sir, with all due respect, you know the statistics regarding people that own guns in the United States, and you know that we are not all rubber bands waiting to snap. I'm a little concerned with what you said, because you can check my background right now, and you're going to find out that I'm nothing but a good citizen.
Yeah.
I'm a good neighbor. And I have, you know, you've got some people that have as a hobby, they like to play golf, or you got some people that like to work in their yard or tinker with old cars. Mine just happens to be firearms. That doesn't make me a danger to the public.
No, in fact, I've actually, Bill, stopped several crimes here in the neighborhood. You know, in broad daylight and at night, you know, guy driving down the street, couple of kids shooting the windows out of cars with high power BB guns, and a dope deal that went down. And you know, the police know me here,
Well, I would just ask them, why would they want to ostracize what is ostensibly the most peaceful segment of the city? Why you try? Why have you decided to do this?
Once again, it's the whole anti-gunner, gun grabbing, agenda. There are people that are just rabid anti-gunners here. I mean, people across the street won't let their kids play with my son because I have guns. That's how far it goes.
Yeah, well,
that's
really not something that's going to be able to carry very far, and it's a shame that that's occurring that way, and among other things. But at the same time, as I'm sitting here just thinking about it, I just have to wonder. There's going to be a moment when they're going to get slammed on this. It hadn't happened yet. This whole forcible blood sampling thing, I'm surprised they're still upright and talking over that one. But, I'll be paying some attention to the esteemed police chief, Art Acevedo. It's one thing to say something. I'm waiting to see what happens.
Yeah, I sent you an article on it, I think.
Oh, I've looked into it very deeply. That was just when I started with that and started pushing back. I'm about to run out of time, John. Thank you very much for the call.
All right. Have a good one, Bill.
You too. Stay safe. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I'm so happy that I've memorized that now. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. The only holster I carry, the only holster I use, and I'm just now getting acquainted with the Scorpion line. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now, like Chief Arcevedo in Austin, there's another police chief out there in Beloit, Wisconsin. His name is Norm Jacobs. He's serious about preventing crime in his town. And he's like Vivek Murthy. He thinks gun violence is a public health issue, so he's taking that approach to heart. He stated, gun violence is as serious as the Ebola virus is being represented in the media, and we should fight it using the tools that we've learned from our health providers. Yeah. First of all, where the hell is Beloit, Wisconsin? And if there's such a hub of gun violence, why are they not being exploited by the gun grabbers? It sort of begs to me to think that they're not a hub of gun violence. So, if you're feeling, his approach is, if you're feeling poorly and suspect you may be sick, or if you were having coffee in West Africa lately, you can go to your doctor and ask him to poke around to see what he can find. And that's what Chief Jacobs wants the people of Beloit, Wisconsin to do when it comes to civilian-owned firearms. That's why they are launching a new effort to reduce gun violence, in which they're asking city residents to volunteer to have police search their homes for guns. City hopes some searches will result in the discovery of guns they didn't know were in their own homes. He said there's also a chance they'll find guns linked to crimes. You know, the other day, I have this Australian Shepherd puppy, and he likes to play with squeaky tennis balls, and I was looking under the bed for some of the squeaky tennis balls, and I discovered a bunch of guns that I didn't know were in the home. Some of them were pretty, but they were very dusty, and I had to clean them off. They had cobwebs and everything. Didn't even know they were there. So later today, I'm going to go dig up my backyard. Maybe there's more guns I didn't know are there. What kind of world is this guy living in? Think of this as a routine colonoscopy of your house and property. And that's something that you should schedule annually, you know. All Chief Jacobs and his boys in blue will be doing is sniping those hidden bleeding polyps that could otherwise cause you problems down the road. Metaphorically, of course. Now, I don't own a lot of guns, but I own more than one. But I know where each and every one of those are. I could see if you're one of these people that owns a couple hundred guns, and there are people that own that many, there's nothing wrong with it, that you might, say, put a revolver somewhere in the sock drawer or something. Forget it's there. I'm sure there's people that have so many guns that they'll be looking for the pancake mix and say, oh, look, here's a Mossberg 500 shotgun. I forgot I put it here. All right, I'm sure there's some people that have real true guns used in crime stashed in their basement all the time. Happens all the time. Jacob said he doesn't expect the phone to be ringing off the hook with requests for police to search their homes. He nevertheless hopes the program will encourage people to think about gun violence. Because what's more American than a voluntary police search of your residence? Isn't it good to see law enforcement acting in such a proactive way to keep the good people of Beloit safe in their own homes? I've never been in law enforcement, nor do I intend to ever get into law enforcement. However, I've always thought of law enforcement, and I think of most police officers, I've met a few, they're not looking to be proactive that way. They would like to be in front of a crime before it becomes a crime, so maybe they can keep somebody from being hurt, but they are not about hassling people in their house. And they certainly, for the most part, I mean, based on the Police One survey, and there's probably a lot of Beloit police officers that took it, they're probably not also thinking, you know, in order to prevent gun violence, we need to go to the places where people are never going to commit gun violence and catalog their guns. Do a complete sweep of their place. Let's make sure there's no guns mixed up in the lacy unmentionables. But speaking of police, as we get ready to go away, let's look at a couple of myths about police work that we're being told all the time by certain people. And let's understand that these guys, one, they have a very tough job, and two, some of the things you hear about them are not true. There's a lot of things that are out there right now. Lethal force, body cameras, when to use lethal force, why can't you shoot them in the leg, that kind of thing. So let's talk about some of these things that as we look at our police departments and look at them as what they are, which is another servant of the people. One myth is that the job of the police officer is increasingly dangerous. In 2013, there were 27 police officers feloniously killed, the lowest raw number in more than 50 years. The previous low was 41 in 2008. If you go by officer homicides as a percentage of active duty police, it's probably the safest year in a century. The number of cops killed on duty has been falling since the mid-1990s, consistent with the overall drop in violent crime in America. Assaults against police officers have been in decline as well. Number two, YouTube videos and cell phone footage prove that today's cops are out of control. A lot of people that look at things without any passion or emotion at all look at today's police departments and they find them to be more professional than they've ever been before. They get more training, and they're guided by defined rules and procedures. Most decent-sized police agencies have their own internal affairs department. There are rogue cops out there, but you will find them in any sort of profession you find. The way they do things may be different in the profession of policing, but they are the exception, not the rule. Number three, with more criminals wielding heavy-duty weapons, police must militarize to catch up. Most bad guys are carrying whatever they can find. They're not going out there and saying that I've got to have this kind of gun because these are the terminal ballistics, so I need this kind of gun. During the same period when all of this stuff has been going down, gun ownership has been increasing in the past 20 years, while the violent crime rate and the killing of police officers has been in decline. There are places like the New Republic that are saying we can't demilitarize police without gun control. Even if that were true and the criminals were arming themselves with bigger guns, it isn't clear that gun control would demilitarize the police. That's going to be something we have to get them to do, not because of anything else. Number four, aggressive confrontational policing is the best way to control crime. It's simply, you know, it's not true. It is not true. The most notable manifestation of militaristic policing is the SWAT team. And, you know, that needs to have, there needs to be a very heavy look at that, but that's overall this roll-in and bum-rushing people is not the only way to be effective. Number five, tasers and other less lethal weapons allow cops to use less force. This technology and these types of weapon systems are only as good as the policy guiding their use. Tasers were initially touted as a substitute for lethal force, a way for cops to subdue violent criminals without killing them. Over time, now they've become a compliance tool. You know, sit down and shut up. No. Now there's more nonviolent protesters and people being punished for talking back. There is no national data on taser use, but the Chicago Tribune in 2012 found that taser use by suburban police doubled between 2008-2011. 2011 New York Civil Liberties Union study found that nearly 60% of police taser incidents in that state didn't meet criteria for use. So, food for thought. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.